much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
We are going to talk about greyhound adoption, and I know it's a subject very close to Kate Stevenson's heart, but Gumtree Greys is one of Melbourne's longest-running volunteer greyhound rescue groups. Been around a long time, do a fantastic job, but they're having trouble getting enough foster carers to look after the greyhounds and take part, I presume, in their training before they go to a new home. Julia Cockrum is the volunteer leader of Gumtree Greys. Julia, good morning. Happy Christmas.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
No, it's a pleasure. Tell us the problem. Am I right in saying that there's just not enough people at the moment to foster a greyhound before it moves to a new home?
That's correct. I think down here in Melbourne with the borders opening, I think a lot of people want to go on holidays now, and we've got a lot of greyhounds that we can are ready to come into a home, but we just don't have our foster carers waiting to take them.
Julia, are there costs associated with being a greyhound foster carer, or do you just need to provide a loving home for a period of time?
Pretty much you need to provide a loving home for a period of time, but we also do ask our volunteers to provide the food. This is a bit to help us because we have no funding at all. Everything we do we have to fundraise for, so if we can get our foster carers to pay for the food, it helps us as a charity.
Now, so, I know greyhounds present not a great challenge, but some sort of challenging work in terms of most of them have been in kennels for most of their life, but things like, which I'm sure the foster carer, because they're doggy people, wouldn't mind looking after, but teaching them toilet training, going upstairs, walking on a lead, riding in the car, those normal everyday things that most breeds of dogs would do.
Yes, that's correct. So most of them will have lived in a cage or a paddock for most of their lives and not had that socialisation that other dogs do. So we slowly start bringing them out into the world. So it's teaching them first about being in a home, just things like mirrors and glass, as well as slippery floors and stairs, and then slowly widening their world so they get to go out and learn about going down the shops and all the noises and the cars and bikes and things. Just like joggers can be quite scary for greyhounds because people are running at you very fast and they've never seen that before. So we just slowly get them used to all that. And some will just excel. They'll just walk into a home and say, "This is fantastic. I'm
yeah." Walk in
wonderful.
And go straight to sleep on the couch.
Straight on the couch. They'll be just confident, happy dogs. But some will be more timid and take a bit longer. So it's dog by dog, and we don't really know until we go and pick them up from the trainers and drive them in to drop them off. So it does. Some will take a little bit longer than others, but it's very, very rewarding to see them just blossom in a home and become these sure. happy, confident dogs.
We know that some breeds have their own little quirks, for instance. Are greyhounds the same, or are they pretty much one greyhound's about the same as the other?
Well, they do. Well, greyhounds do have their quirks where they do a thing we call roaching, where they lie on their back and they stick their legs up in the air, and they also chatter their teeth when they're happy. So sometimes people get a bit, ooh, the dog's cold, its teeth are chattering. But it's like, no, it's just a happy greyhound. And
Emily does that too, apparently. Yeah, I know.
I've got long legs like a greyhound, Julia. What sort of families would be best, or individuals would be best to foster a greyhound? Children, other pets, apartment owners? What would be your ideal foster care situation?
Well, we say no children under six, and this is just because greyhounds have never been around children.
Well, so I think, to be honest, any dog, to be honest.
Yes, I agree. It's just one of those things that they have to have constant supervision, yep. And there's a risk. So we say no children under six and no small dogs, because greyhounds, again, will only have ever generally seen other greyhounds, and they're big dogs and they can run very fast and they're taught to chase. So we just say no small dogs. They're generally fine with staffy size and above. And then some people that either work part-time or have another dog. So where greyhounds can struggle a little bit is they need to learn how to be alone. They've always had the company of other greyhounds. So having another dog or having a part-time worker where the dog can slowly get used to being alone. Well, people working from home now, it's fantastic for our greyhounds. And that just slowly gets them used to being alone so we can adopt them out and they won't have any separation anxiety.
We've got Laura V coming on in the next couple of weekends, our animal behavioralist. You know, she knows all about them. And one of the tricks, not so much that she taught me, was when I had to go to work and leave my puppy dog, I'd put the radio on so they could hear voices. And now they can hear Emily Power on 3AW Breakfast with Tony Leonard.
We absolutely recommend that. When you go out, leave the radio on and leave them with chews and toys and things to relieve the stress and the boredom and take them for a big walk.
Now, Julia, on a sadder note, and I'm being quite serious here, I often see dogs that are fostered with guide dogs for the blind, dogs with disability people, and just these people that do a fantastic job, but I would find it gut-wrenching to hand the dog back.
Well, we call that foster failing, when the foster fails to get the dog to be adopted because they fall in love with it. And we love that. We love that the dog goes straight from raising into a home and then doesn't have to be moved again. And a lot of people will do what we call foster to adopt, where they're not quite sure if the greyhound's the right breed for them, but they want to help greyhounds get into homes and they'll foster and just work out whether their home's the right fit for the greyhound and the greyhound's the right fit for their home. But yeah, we have a high rate of what we call foster failing, and it is a risk that you will fall in love with a greyhound and want to keep it forever. But we let our fosters keep the dog.
Somebody's sitting at home saying, well, I'm actually not going anywhere and I'm pretty interested in maybe helping out. How do they find you, Julia, and how can they contact you?
They can go to our website, which is www.gumtreegreys.com.au. It's got all the information on the webpage about fostering, and you can put in an application there and one of our foster team will give you a call and just talk through all things greyhound.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
And good luck. Julia Cockrum there, volunteer leader from the Gumtree Greys, gumtreegreys.com.au.